WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The year it premiered, Wise Guy made its reputation by showcasing two wonderful actors in two terrific bad guy roles. Ray Sharkey revived his career by playing mobster Sonny Steelgrave, and Kevin Spacey made his by playing the wacko Mel Prophet. Last year, though, Wise Guy was kind of disappointing. The writer's strike didn't help things, and the show's producers seemed more interested in casting the guest star roles than in writing them. Sure, they got Jerry Lewis and Tim Curry and Deborah Harry last year, but how well did they really use them? Don't get me wrong, even with an off year, Wise Guy was still the best drama series of the season. But my point today is that with the storyline that's opened its third season, Wise Guy is back at full strength and is providing the best acting and writing of any weekly TV drama. Undercover agent Vinny Terranova, played by Ken Wall, has infiltrated the New York mob again, but this time at the highest level. Meanwhile, there's a candidate for governor running around who, in Wednesday's episode, tells his media advisors to make the mob a campaign issue. Chaz Palminteri plays the politician.
From now on, every print or film piece we run had better have the word mob, crime, or law in it, or you're fired. All of you! This is my campaign, not yours.
The other dynamic guest star in the current storyline is Robert Davi, who plays mobster Albert Sirico. Davi, who was the villain in the latest James Bond movie, plays Sirico as a ruthless businessman but a tender family man. He even takes the time to have a heart-to-heart talk with his young son, whose schoolmates have told him that his dad is a crook.
Do you break laws?
There are different kinds of laws, Albert. Laws that are made by powerful people to make sure that other people don't take their power away. Those are selfish laws. And then there are laws that, nobody really makes, you know, they just exist and always have. Now, those are the important laws. And the most important law is to protect your family and be loyal to your friends. No, I've never broken that law.
The irony, of course, is that Sirico thinks that Vinny is a loyal friend of his. Wise Guy blurs the line between good and evil and right and wrong, and that's what makes it so fascinating. That and its continuing emphasis on family. The crooks aren't the only ones having heart-to-heart talks with family members on Wise Guy. Here's Ken Wall as Vinny, bearing his soul to his mother, who's played by Elsa Raven.
It's not like it was before, Mom. I'm not confused by these guys anymore. I know exactly who they are. That's why I'm going to play this to the hilt. I'm going to take all these guys down and enjoy every minute of it. And when it's all over, I know I'll have given them a piece of my life. But it'll be worth it. But I know it won't ever really be over.
When Wise Guy slipped a little last season, there were those who thought it would never again recapture the energy and excitement of that first year. Well, it has. And this year, once again, it's the show to watch.